My name's Matt Pennington, and I'm your host. This here is The Slow Roll. Joining me today, we got Roberto Reed and Mr. Bobby Ray.
Even nicer.
Yeah. Roberto's not a mister.
not yet. I'm waiting for somebody to fucking make a man out of me.
Yeah, dude. Waiting for you to get fucked.
I'm waiting to win one arm wrestling contest.
Dude, just fucking
I beat
face
kids
a child.
And women.
You could do that, yeah.
That counts a little.
I beat kids and women, no context.
Roberto Lish. Fucking.
Yo, did you have me and Roberto on the same pod at the same time, on the same couch, because my name is Bobby Ray and his name is Roberto Reed?
No.
I feel like, I've always thought that we should have.
Yeah, we should have some sort of dynamic something going
on. Yeah,
duo, man, duo.
If you,
yeah.
if you were Roberto if and had like a 10th Dominican.
I go by like Roberto Raymond. Roberto Raimundo.
I just go by like Jack Johnson.
Jack what?
Yeah. Jack
Johnson.
Not the acoustic guitar player, the black
boxer. Black boxer. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, hell yeah.
I was trying so desperately not to say a celebrity
Lee,
name.
What's and Bruce Lee say in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
What, be water?
No.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just say some fucking like namaste as like what
Bruce Lee?
Be water.
Be water. Yeah,
thing.
That's like yeah.
I'm not a Bruce.
Yeah, dude, you fucking uneducated racist Asian hate.
Me and Bruce ain't tight like that. I don't know.
Wait, you never seen a Bruce Lee movie?
You're not supposed to be tight. You're supposed to
I've seen
be like
a
water.
Bruce Lee movie.
Oh my god.
What if you just call him Bruce? I feel like that's so different. Totally changes, like...
That does change things.
He
What's
is
that
not, 80 he
song?
Is not a
Bruce!
Bruce!
Yeah, just calling him
you
Bruce.
You never gonna let me down. That's what the director said, and then he went on scene and got shot. Mm-hmm. Bruce let him down.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Nah, Bruce said something, he says,
Bruce
like...
Ree.
Bruce Lee, yeah.
He says Jack Johnson. He goes, not the black boxer, the white kickboxer.
There you go. He had to differentiate. He did, yeah.
He goes... It's very funny. Joe Johnson. Not the boxer.
Joe Johnson. I don't know a Joe Johnson boxer.
Joe Johnson's a boxer back from like the 40s and 50s.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I believe so.
Joe Johnson.
Shout out the Detroit Pistons.
Shout out. We
you
love
remember
you.
Joe Johnson?
Yeah, Joe
Number
Johnson.
Number 7.
Mm-hmm. It's actually more than a shout out to the Detroit Pistons. Honestly, I feel like you guys we could hang out. Like on, like you guys are cool, and I feel like I'm cool too, and we like a lot of the same things.
All of the Joe Johnsons.
You guys love
contact
Pistons.
Roberto.
You guys like Pistons? I live in Maryland.
An open letter to Detroit.
And these are things you come to learn about me, and I'd love to learn more about you. So
all the Joe Johnsons reply in the comments.
You guys know,
just
you
guys,
guys, you guys, know, you guys know Joe Johnson actually took the picture of Trump with his fist in the air?
That would be wild if that
Black
was his name.
Basketball player.
That'd be fire.
He just flipped it with a fucking Boost mobile phone.
Do you think if like his if somebody got that picture on their Instagram, like they took it, it'd get taken down?
No.
Like if somebody happened to get it. Like,
because
were,
blood.
Oh,
how
true.
Funny would that be if you like you
depends
reposting
comment,
a Trump
honestly.
Picture, they take it down.
Yeah, the caption, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys hear about Kyle Gass from Tenacious D?
Yeah.
In Australia, him and Jack Black were on stage, and Kyle said, "Next time you shoot at the president, don't miss."
Yeah. Jack Black was like,
and
"All right, tour over, bro."
Apparently, though, I was messaging with another comic who's actually very good and reputable.
Yeah.
Not just some fucking retard.
He probably is also. That's the thing with
no. Comedy. He's actually
because retards can be anything
no,
that they
actually,
want. They can be anything.
He's actually great.
He's actually great. Yeah, fair.
These aren't mutually exclusive
okay,
things.
Yeah.
These aren't mutually exclusive. Like retarded. And
great. No, but he's not retarded.
Yes.
He's great.
Okay.
And he was best. And he told me he watched the footage of it. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't seen it. But he said the joke killed.
Yeah.
Said everybody died laughing.
Yeah.
And Trump almost died. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Fucking right.
But
there.
That I mean, I think that's the thing. It's like if you have seen it and you have your own take, it's good. But then a lot of times what happens with any event, but yeah, with that, it's like everybody wants to just be the first to say something.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's not even good.
It reminded me of, it,
yeah. you just like,
well, but
yeah?
it, you know what it, sure. you know no, what it reminded opinion. Me of though? Louis C.K.'s Parkland jokes.
Okay.
Louis C.K. went out 2 days after Parkland. Someone secretly recorded his set, and he just riffed. He
oh, well,
like,
that's yeah.
But that's the same exact thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Two days after the president gets shot at, you're like, don't miss.
Yeah, I mean,
and you're fucking around.
Yeah, you know, here's my take on
if
why
you,
Jack
I,
Black
the thing. The thing that fucks with me about it is if Republicans are free speech absolutists. Mm-hmm. This also happened in Australia, and they're pussies. They banned Tyler, the Creator, in, like, 2011.
I mean, I never trusted the Australians after 9/12/2011.
Yeah, where the fuck were they?
Yeah, they should have told us.
2011?
I mean, I'm shit. It's 2001.
You forgot when...
I forgot. Honestly, Australia is 10 years ahead.
When you
they
think about,
told us in 1991.
They should have let us know.
It was a national tragedy, and you're making a joke.
Look, man, all I'm saying is...
So
they
Detroit.
Were 12 hours ahead.
I would.
Oh, actually, they're
Detroit.
Like 23 hours ahead.
So I want to say my take on Jack Black, why he like rejected it, because I don't think it has anything to do with the political belief.
I think
so Jack Black is a. This is an art form. We came to like to tear.
I totally,
people.
Then
why
totally,
are you bringing
yeah,
that? Like,
I totally.
That's not our brand.
I totally.
Yeah, that's
get
fair.
It.
That
yeah.
makes
totally
sense.
That makes more sense.
Because
yeah,
like that's not. If that's not.
Because Jack Black is a way bigger brand than this fucking guy. Like
yeah,
he has
yeah,
something
yeah,
to protect.
Yeah.
Which this guy? What if that was the Suey?
The Suey?
What if that was the career Suey?
Yeah.
No, he's
exactly.
just done.
Yeah.
He's done. So he's like, fuck it, kill the president.
Yeah, well, because it's like attached
it's like,
to his like thing.
And then, dude, he's at home right now, just like
just
nice.
Chilling.
Yeah, right.
Jack Black's stressed out.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack Black's like, fuck, why did I team up with this goddamn idiot? And he's just like, who gives a shit? How much do I have in the bank? 15 mil? Whatever.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Even and it's probably more than that.
Oh,
you know
like
how many in,
like
people
Kyle
are gonna
G
go
has?
Watch Tenacious D right now?
Oh, I mean, there's Tenacious, but Jack Black has fucking.
He's got money.
Dude.
He's,
yeah,
been
Jack
in the
he's been in everything.
He's been
Jack
in Jumanji.
Black, Jack
he's OG
Jack Black's
Hollywood. To me, he's
yeah.
like he's fucking
for mm-hmm. this generation. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah,
I was watching.
I'm
like,
glad he stuck around.
Like some like old fucking movie, and Jack Black is like in it, and he's not even like a main character. So it's like he's
Whoa.
Been Tenacious D forever,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but he's
yeah,
been
yeah.
like in movies before.
And
he,
like
yeah.
randomly
he didn't just
in
pop
like
out
serious,
in Jumanji.
And randomly in like serious dramas,
yeah.
he would play a small supporting role.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
7 or 8 lines, but like he's kind of there in a couple scenes in
yeah.
the background
because
he had a good face.
Yeah.
There's sometimes you see actors, if you go back and watch old films, you see a guy like Jack Black
mm-hmm.
who maybe now he's like, that Jack Black.
Yeah.
But when he was starting out acting, they were like, this guy is something. So they just put it, those people
he
just
got,
get put
I'm
in shit.
I'm trying to remember what picked him up, because I know he was playing something in a bar.
Best line
he
ever delivered, dude, the end of King Kong.
I don't remember.
Dude, he just says that's like, beauty has been slain.
Serious
he's
line.
Just, he's a 1940s
he goes,
New York.
Yeah!
He's a 1940s New York reporter. He just walks up to King Kong's dead body after falling off the Empire State and is just like, beauty has been slain.
I do remember
something
I
very
do, yeah,
serious.
I do
funny.
Remember that because I went to see the movie. King
and it's
Kong.
Like
yeah,
Jack
like, yeah,
Black
yeah.
delivers this serious ass line to end the movie, and you're like, what the fuck?
Whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you got to end it to make that. Like, end, how the movie starts, it's like a set. How the movie starts, how the movie ends, that sets the tone of the movie.
What was this Jack yeah. Black versus King Kong?
Yeah. Jack Black just going, what the?
We're gonna make you big. We're gonna increase your size. You're gonna be the size of the gorilla.
We're gonna make you yeah. It'd be
we're
the
gonna,
new
we're
Godzilla
gonna make
versus.
You so
yeah.
Jack
Yo,
Black.
Jack Black versus,
Jack Black
King
versus Thomas Matthew Crooks.
Yeah. it's not a musical, but he gets big and then he's like, tonight. Like, he just starts a song.
So he'd basically be Jigglypuff in human form is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah,
just
yeah,
singing
yeah.
the guy to sleep.
But, and once
beat,
he though. Once he gets bigger, he turns into Nacho Libre.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you watch that soon? Dude.
I've never
seen it. I haven't seen
it. I've only seen it one time.
Way back when I was a kid. Yeah, all the time.
Can
I
see
it.
A vape?
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
Shout out Mike Tyson. I think we can hang out. I really do. Like
Joe Johnson, Mike Tyson, hit up Roberto.
Yeah.
Detroit Pistons.
Detroit
it, yeah.
The whole Pistons. Have a
Yo.
Malice in the palace.
Could you pull up your phone and just, like, pull. Let me see the text.
Let me see
Roberto, keep going.
Mike Tyson, I like your tats, man. You and I, our tats are similar. I think our tattoos are similar. Your face tattoo also has no meaning. Mine don't have any meaning, much like your face tattoo.
And sometimes that's just how life goes.
And the lisp you put on is a great bit. I love that.
Yeah, that speech impediment you have from being left by your parents, great bit. Is that true? Okay.
That's true about Mike.
So,
the trauma
right
of his parents
now,
leaving him
before perfectly fine.
Stop, come back. Yeah.
So, you guys, breaking news. So everybody knows Thomas Matthew Crooks. He's the shooter, 450 feet away on a roof.
We're dating this podcast because in 50 years,
that's
when
fine.
This is immortalized,
yeah.
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Today is Wednesday. Yeah.
It's like 10.
Yeah.
So he was the one that shot. He got up there. By this time, anybody listening to this has heard about how the cops were told, and there's a guy. Cop, like, at one point was sent up. Apparently, he backed him down with his rifle, and then when the cop got back on the ladder, that's when he went to take the shots.
Yeah.
Takes the shots. Corey
Feldman from...
Yeah.
Corey Feldman dies in the background protecting his family.
Corey's in the house.
Yeah. Corey's not in the house anymore.
Wait, Corey's the one guy that got killed.
Yeah,
okay, R.I.P. R.I.P. to Corey.
Retired firefighter. Beast. Some people say they disagree with his political views, but a guy died.
Wait, and that was in the kerfuffle with the
shooter.
He
died
there.
In the background. One of
so
the
he
five
was the,
shots.
That
was
yeah.
The
he was like
he,
one, he got
five
hit
shots.
Before.
Yeah.
He didn't see Trump get hit.
Yeah.
He just heard shots, jumped in front of his wife and kids.
That's why the mini man thing makes
fucking
sense.
Fucking beast.
That's
yeah. Fucking.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Real
goddamn
man.
American.
Real man. Corey.
Goddamn American.
Yeah,
real man.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers to Corey.
Yeah, cheers to Corey, bro.
Fuck yeah.
No one should die.
We don't want death.
So, we all know that the FBI has announced an investigation to see if it was an assassination attempt. Well, a lot of people don't.
I mean,
know.
What else would it be?
Well, CNN.
I sneeze.
CNN. Yeah. The first.
Sometimes
day,
I sneeze and people.
In the first hour,
it's not my fault.
In the first hour that it happened, CNN reported it a disruption at a Trump rally.
Oh yeah, well all of yeah, there were so many articles I didn't want to say the word.
Assassination.
Yeah.
My buddy sent me, though.
It's all about PR.
It's funny.
What a lot of people don't know is that Thomas Matthew Crooks was a gamer.
Yeah.
He had a Steam account, and Steam is where you buy games on the internet.
Yeah,
that's where your account
familiar.
Is. Thomas Matthew Crooks had 162 hours logged on this game called Mr. President, where you stop assassination attempts, where you prevent assassination attempts on
He's
the
He's trying
president.
To run scenarios.
Had 162 hours.
As a gamer, that's actually not that much time. Like
but
he,
that's a
he probably played a fuck ton of it with his friends. Like that's
but like okay, so now I'm gonna pull up this.
Earlier today, there was an attempt on Donald Trump's life, and not even 10 hours later, the internet has actually found the shooter's real Steam profile. On Steam, there is a game called Mr. President. In said game, you need to stop an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. However, if you go down to the review section of this game, the review says, "Great simulator. I hope this will prepare me for the real thing. Now, upon visiting this profile, there is some very
this is how you don't know.
Yeah, this is every fucking story ever.
You never know, but
no,
like,
this is not though.
Okay, but
this is the no. Wait,
people
his
troll.
Bio. His bio on Steam was July 13th. Watch these spaces. Lee Harvey Oswald is my hero for real.
Okay, great.
July 13th is when he shot Trump.
Yeah, understood. But
so,
how much?
So the thing is, so that's
how do you stop it?
So that's what's that's why I bring this up because it's really interesting. Like, it's a free speech problem. Republicans are free speech absolutists. You're supposed to be able to say whatever you want.
Right.
But if you're monitoring speech and you're monitoring comment sections and this guy's like
this
playing
happen.
A bunch of assassination games and all this shit, there's a joke at the end there where the guy goes, so he played a lot of assassination attempts, but he clearly didn't go to, there's this thing called like AIM lobby where you just practice shooting shit.
Yeah.
It's like clearly didn't play enough AIM lobby.
there's a funny connotation.
But how wild is that? That he fucking 162 hours.
Yeah, man.
Practicing.
His
bio
crazy.
Is Lee Harvey Oswald is my hero.
I think there's a funny like that assassination used to be so cool, And now it's just like gamer. Like, you know, it used to be like an organized fucking, oh, we got to look out for the fucking.
Well, but he
this
also.
This whole country is trying to invade.
Have you noticed
take
that
us down.
Did you know that?
Just be your own guys.
Black Rock went to Thomas Matthew Crook's school, and Black Rock funds the Democratic Party.
They really be your own people, bro.
And Thomas Matthew Crook is a registered. I know, right? Your own teammates.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
He's a registered Republican. He was in a Black Rock commercial. BlackRock is nefarious as fuck. They're tied to the CIA. Nefarious Boy Summer from BlackRock, for
Summer,
sure.
Yeah.
Dude, shooting at the president, Nefarious Boy Summer,
for sure, yeah.
This kid probably has ties to BlackRock, and they found a ghost. They found a nobody, a weirdo, a mentally ill person, so that he looks like a loner. That's
the conspiracy
idea behind it. Is that the CT around it? But yeah, I think so. That's what I'm developing with him being a gamer too. Because also they could have created this profile retroactively the day he did it.
No, but if they were trying to like hide it, why they wouldn't be? If this were like some secret like powerful
thing is,
why are they letting him do that type of shit? It's like
because then he looks like he was doing this alone.
He was preparing
alone, and then like he has this thing. They're like, dude, play this game. Fuck it, you're gonna do it. Who cares? Like just practice. And he's like, whatever.
I mean, the conspiracy could
and
be.
He apparently had a phone with a detonator that had bombs.
I mean, okay, if you want to go down the rabbit hole, right, like you figure like the guy that got shot, R.I.P. Corey, he was a firefighter. That's like
fought fires.
You know what I'm saying?
Fires are started by gas.
Boom.
Gas is underground. Underground.
Sometimes. And the Democratic Party gaslights the Black Americans.
It's like Black
Americans.
And Black Rock.
Yes, Black
sold
Rock.
Sold by Ronald Reagan. Yeah. Crack
Look,
in
man.
The neighborhoods.
Yes. We neighborhood. Welcome to my neighborhood, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Roger Rabbit
loved Jessica a lot. Yeah.
Action, animated. Good flick, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Probably have watched that 162 times.
Rotten Tomato, 67.
Think wrong? No.
Yeah. So we don't have to fuck. It's not a. Big thing.
Yeah,
it's just wild that like that's out there, and then like it's funny.
It's our modern day shit because the shit that you dig up, like everybody loves looking at conspiracies from like the 70s and all stuff.
Yeah,
just
I mean
today's shit. You know,
the thing is like 50 years, 60 years from now, people are going to be like, oh shit, this is a big conspiracy. We're still looking up like the JFKs. And all the other stuff, right? Was there really two shooters? We don't know. Was there a magic? We don't know.
But he didn't die.
Did
so
we land
really
on the moon? We don't fucking know.
It won't
know,
be
bro.
That important because it's.
But,
it's,
you know, that'll be like in the future.
This does feel like shadow government shit, though, where it's just like, oh, it's just a story.
But you know what? If they're like, when did JFK get assassinated? Was it in the
67?
Okay, so.
Or 69.
Yeah,
maybe.
When? Oh, outside.
In the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Late 60s. So there probably were people. Just like us, that were like, this is
for
crazy.
Sure. There's
there was just no podcast.
There's, no, the, yeah. exactly, and it fizzles out.
And then by the time they
no,
were like 80 or like 50 or 60, they were like, oh yeah, that did happen.
No, they're just guys sitting in a circle talking, going, somebody should hear this.
Yeah. Dude, if only we like could be like on the radio, but
we
like
should,
there wasn't like a guy at the radio telling us like we can't
what?
Say
we
stuff.
We should all call our friends right now.
Just have a like.
What
a,
if we called everyone?
Yeah. Scenario. Well, didn't they used to have like free radio? You could get on the radio.
Yeah, that was
a thing in the like, right?
Yeah, yeah people
we
did
should
that.
Get on the radio.
I don't know.
Believe us? What are we not? Can we not get on the radio? Like, you guys are not busy. No,
it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, let's get you off hours.
We're all three of us doing a podcast. We should get on the radio.
Well, you know that's how it works, right?
I'm looking around.
Like people that do live podcasts, like bigger ones will have like smaller ones open for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, that and like. Well, and like SiriusXM, like you can turn to SiriusXM like 108 or something and listen to Conan's podcast. Like his,
yeah,
it is also
or
just
Big
online.
J.
Yeah,
Big, you can listen to the bomb Big J and Bobby Kelly now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, yeah, but you can also open for them when they do it live, and that's how you get people to listen and follow your stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're on Sirius,
and a lot of
like,
times,
who the fuck is?
But see, with a conversation, I really need like 45 minutes or an hour to really get into the,
get
character that I want to.
Just can't be fresh.
Everybody's
I can't really
fresh
show my good
stuff
in only 15.
Everybody's going to think I'm a fucking loser for 40 minutes.
All of my conversation topics take like 10 to 15 minutes.
You got to warm up. I'm with you, bro. I respect the warm up.
Right. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. You can't just sometimes you have good days, right, where you come in hot. I would.
Yeah, right.
I'm with
and it's,
you.
I'm
usually?
Not punched. It's not punched. I'm very like I talk. Mm-hmm. I'm a stream of consciousness, you know, so I can't. It's not like I can just do a bunch
it's
of
like Roy Scoville in the Hang. Yeah.
God, dude, I want to kick you. In
do you
the
know?
Face.
Do you know? Like, it's such a fucking I'm doing being so coy. It's the worst bit.
Yeah, you know, like just the way that I do it is just like
I'm
on a
referencing
different
getting longer sets and how people complain that their comedy isn't funnier unless they get 10 minutes.
Hey, dude, shut the fuck up. That's me.
Book me.
Nah, I don't know. It's comedy works in short intervals. It's just comedy is easier in a long set.
Is it easier or
if you have a lot of jokes,
yeah. Is a hot 3 better than a okay 10?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But the thing is you can get
that goes with
if you have
dick size too.
Yo.
Strong.
That's crazy.
Strong.
Yo, a hot 3.
An okay 10.
Okay 10. I got a hot 3.
Yeah, the OK 10's just limp.
Damn.
That's so wild. Yeah, it's too big to fucking, you can't fill the whole thing.
It's just a fucking mic. It's just a mic cord and a pussy. Yeah.
That guy's getting hard passing out every time.
we got to do this cowgirl because I can't, I got to have my head with my by my knees.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think that. So say you have a bunch of like C plus jokes, like you're gonna not do that good for the first minute, but over like the course of 10 minutes they'll be like it's okay.
Yeah, but
and
like
then,
I
like,
wanna, I
and
wanna
then by the
like...
end you'll have a C plus set.
Well, there's
whereas
also...
like with a 3 minute you can bomb. So if you only have C plus jokes, you're gonna have an F set.
But that's what makes your writing better.
Well, sometimes it
for
takes,
sure.
Sometimes it takes a second to get into the right character because I think that's the other thing. Some people are so their character, law. Walks up on a stage and it's already the presence he needs to get the jokes off correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think
that's,
that's
just
time.
Being your
that's,
motherfucking self.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I also think that sometimes I'll have sets where it's like, it takes me that like first 2 minutes and then I have the jokes or whatever the present that then they can see me for like the performance I'm trying to give off.
Well,
and
you gotta,
then the jokes
you gotta go up there and like feel them out, bro.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
This is the analogy that I don't know like, what I just think about this. I'm not shit, but I feel like we were talking about this, like how like the crowd is like you're trying to
reflect back.
You're trying to like hook up with a chick, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And you're like you got to feel her
shit,
out.
That's a great analogy.
And then when you think about like if you know if it goes bad, right? In a date, you wouldn't just bypass the weird shit you just said. You wouldn't just be like, grandma's cream of wheat pussy," and then keep moving with life. You know, you would address that you said.
You'd be
that.
Like. Sorry.
Yeah. And then,
I don't hate Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
So, if anything, it's like you have to.
I know someone that thinks that my name is Matt Pettington thinks that I hate Jews.
Matt Pettington.
Matt. M-E-T-T. Everybody.
Matt Pettington.
They spelled my name Pettington.
Dan Pendington?
Pettington.
Pettington is also.
Yo, Matt Pettington?
Yeah.
You ride a little bus, dog.
That's exactly where my
pet.
Brain went.
I pet.
Yo,
you gotta wait. Is that fake alpaca? Could I
Yo,
pet
that's
it?
That's crazy.
Could
that's
I pet
like,
it?
What's his name? Michael
let
and
him.
Michael. Matthew and Matthew. Yeah.
Matthew. That's the third
like
brother.
Like got Matthew.
Matthew. Yeah.
Dude.
Matthew Crendington.
You want to just? Yeah. That's. I had the same struggle. I was like, I'll grab the other end and fucking. Twist it.
You guys mind if I pick my nose?
No.
Okay. Please don't.
You can even eat it for real.
Please don't. I swear to fucking God.
Why does that matter?
You ever do that just in like a mall, like the mall food court? You just pick your nose real fucking loud, like.
Yeah. No. Oh. I don't go to malls. I'm not poor.
I go to the malls for the sushi.
I actually love it. I actually.
That's why I go to gas stations.
Only reason I go to gas stations.
Ayo, gas station sushi kind of like strip.
I drive a Tesla. I drive a Tesla, but I go to a gas station for the sushi.
How you think I got the Tesla? I saved all that money.
Right, bro.
I like going to red lights and pulling one of these. Because I'm a child.
Nah, just pick it for real. Be a man. Pick
well,
your nose.
Because I'll pick my nose, but it's not like the intent.
I like crying at red lights and staring at people.
I'll do the whole like, and they're like, hit your steering wheel.
No, but they're like, this guy's crying?
Yeah. No, see, that's
fun,
that's,
dude.
That's why I do the bit of like hitting the steering wheel, yelling and like pointing at the radio like I'm on the phone, like yelling at someone. They're like, why is he so mad? This guy's fucking.
This is the best.
Correct hit.
Good shot. Nice shot.
The best brownie recipe. You're yelling it.
Yelling.
14 eggs. Who uses 14 eggs for a 4-person serving size? What the fuck?
It's going to be so flat. It's going to be dense.
What's your? I clearly have one, but what's your favorite thing to yell at a driver?
At a driver?
Like, if you're in a road rage and a car in front of you is pissing you off, what's your my favorite thing is if it's an expensive car,
yeah,
it's like a BMW. Like, wow, BMW, you spent all that money and you still can't drive, cunt.
Right, that's fair.
I think I go, bitch ass ass bitch.
Bitch ass ass. Call her a Bob.
Wait, so when you listen to rap, do you listen to ass bitch with attitude?
Yeah.
Ass bitch with attitude.
Is that your substitute for the N word?
ass bitch with attitude.
Ass bitch. That's wild.
Nah. ASBWA.
Yo.
Sounds like a water company.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it sounds like
a donation
organization.
A donation fund, yeah.
Yeah.
We save aquatic.
Yeah, donate
we
to
save
the
manatees.
Is your friend an ass bitch?
we save manatees. Weird. Recently divorced fat white women.
Aquariums.
Oh, that was hurtful.
I don't know.
I know, dude. Comparing manatees to fat white women is so mean to manatees.
Nice.
That was even more hurtful than the
first
one.
Bang!
You think people are going to feel worse about themselves after hearing that?
Yeah.
I mean, if a woman's listening to this, we're winning.
Touché.
Okay.
Touché.
And, you know, I mean, that'd be cool. And, like, dude, if you're a big girl, fucking rock your world.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
That's gonna. You're gonna be the only one doing.
You're gonna be the only one.
I think you.
Nobody else is gonna.
I think you and Matt could be
friends. I'm kidding.
I think you guys would get along.
Could you campaign for
all
me,
the Joes,
to women?
All the Mikes.
I love actually. All the facts. Honestly, I don't want to come off like a cunt.
In the Joes and the one. Yeah.
I don't want to come off like a cunt. Everybody's
this is
beautiful.
You 45 minutes into the set being like, I don't hate Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's your moment.
That's
exactly
what happened. It's a podcast. I got the time.
Level yourself
wanna,
out. Yeah.
I don't want to come off like a cunt. Anybody can be beautiful. More times than not.
Are you laughing right now?
No, I'm burping because I'm drunk.
He just went tee-hee.
He went tee-hee.
Anybody can be beautiful.
Lamar's late. What are you talking about? Tee-hee-hee.
Anybody can be beautiful.
They got to rub your hands together.
Yeah, anybody can be beautiful.
Hey, be real. No. It's going to save your podcast.
What? I'm not on an app.
Yeah, this is what you should. Real. All right. Here, like.
No, nobody. Anybody can be beautiful. Nine faces are more beautiful than bodies. And the way that someone talks to you and looks at you is what's beautiful. At the end of the day.
Well, and then there's
if
soul
you're talking
is,
about
soul
marrying
is more
someone,
beautiful than that.
You can be a shallow.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what your end goal is.
You can be shallow and just go for like attractive, you know, just fucking giving to Aphrodite and Dionysus, or you can look
beauty
for
fades,
like
though,
you can
outside.
Look for, you know, a woman that
most
can like raise a home.
The most amazing buildings look like shit if they're not made.
Do you guys think about how we're just basically stardust?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Are you even listening to my brother's band?
Oh, is that true? Does he have that line?
He has a song called Stardust.
Nice.
Yeah, dude,
because
he's gay.
That's like a line. That's like a line in a movie, also.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
The guy's like freaking out.
You think we're all Stardust?
It's like a line from The Time Traveler's Wife.
I mean, I always think we're more like
everybody, you're beautiful.
What?
Honestly,
I'm
attractive
a
people are the ugliest.
Guy.
You're a parasitic guy.
Are you talking about like what we're made up of?
I'm fucking made of Stardust.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fair.
You too, man.
Yeah, I know. We
you
all
especially,
are.
Actually. You're special.
I am special.
And you're different. And I think you're...
I'm made of Stardust. It's just a very specific combination of PCP and ecstasy.
Wait, isn't Stardust like also a wrestler and a movie?
And a character in The Boys.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it is. Yeah. Yep.
Ooh,
yep.
You watch The
that's
Boys,
that's where I heard the
pedophile?
Thing about us being Stardust. Is that where you heard the thing about Stardust
no,
and you're
dude,
trying to steal it?
Dude, I'm
deep.
I've been
Roberto's stealing bits from The Boys?
I'm deep, bro.
No, I'm just
bro, you're stealing bits from The Boys? What the hell?
yeah, I'm shit. Fucking murdering people and ripping them apart.
I mean, okay.
Who are you, Carlos Reed?
Have you seen The Boys?
No.
Okay, all right. I got a question.
I only watch men.
Can you get for like an hour and a half?
You'll have, right? Okay. Scenario. You meet the love of your life, right?
Yeah.
She may be fat. She may not be fat, right?
There's no fat.
She has all of the things that you want, right? And you're like, you're together for like whatever. You get married. And then you decide you want to have a family. You live in a world where heroes exist. Some people are strong. Some people are invisible. Some people are fast. Some people are whatever. But they're all villains and heroes, right?
Yeah.
You are like walking your girlfriend out of your apartment. Mm. And she goes to step into the street so she can cross. And she just gets ran into by the world, by like the universe's fastest human. And she explodes because that's how fast he was running.
And nice. He wasn't paying attention. She explodes. He turns. He's like,
how do you feel about it?
Yeah. He's like, my bad. And then he keeps running.
And then he says, my bad, and keeps running.
And then fucking this in this world, Disney covers it up because they got the money to.
Yeah. So how would you? What would you? What would
Disney
that?
Covers it up?
Yeah.
What the?
And they
fuck?
Say we'll give you $50,000. You just got to sign this NDA.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens in this show?
That's yeah. the first episode.
I mean, it's not Disney, but that's what happens. So.
Yeah,
the first episode, and that's what sets this guy on the track of like, now we got to fucking
yo,
take,
I'm
it.
Taking
take
the, him out. I'm taking the 50 grand. I'm you're free,
the
bitch.
I'll find another short,
yo, this television show, they're going to wrap that shit up in a second.
I'll go into Vegas, $2,000 on red.
when you think about one decision could change, make every series or movie one episode or 1 minute.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
The one theory.
Trying to think.
Like Home Alone, if they would have been like,
they taken him to New York or taken.
If they would have just like counted the kids, they would have fucking
Frosty the Snowman. Shout if they had Tank. Not put the hat on the snowman,
yeah, exactly. If they would have just fucking,
they would have just mind their business and not take someone's
Frosty,
nice hat.
Frosty the Snowman. If they exactly. had an alcoholic father who hated fun and beat them when they showed any signs
yeah.
of joy,
yeah. they put yeah. a beer bottle in the nose.
Yeah, no, they don't. Dude, they're
Frosty
they,
the Coke
the
Man.
Second,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
The second his smile starts to form, he has a rag that he just.
If you met a guy named Frosty, would you think he sold coke?
I thought he was like the white.
I
Jesus.
Think I've met a guy named Frosty that sells coke.
Yeah,
Frosties can only sell coke or be snowmen.
Yeah,
have to
facts.
Either be
facts.
Snowmen or snowmen.
Facts.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to Frosty.
Cheers to the Frosties out there, dude. Yo, Frosty, if you're listening right now, send me an 8-ball.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I think we could be friends. we could hang out, share a snow cone.
Dude, share a
dude, you can't eat his belly.
No, a snow cone.
Dude's made
be,
of snacks.
Like it should be
what if he pisses fucking raspberry syrup?
He pisses raspberry syrup.
So he can just make you a snow cone.
Would you hit him in his snow kidneys?
Dude, he passes a kidney stone, it's hail.
It's an ice cube it comes out.
When he comes, it's an icicle.
Nice.
If you met the love of your life, but she was made of peanut brittle, would you eat her?
Mm. Where do we live?
Wisconsin.
Do they eat dog there? I'm in.
You live on a boat. You live on a boat. You're a boat guy.
I might eat her.
She was floating. She floated in.
Oh, so she's kind of like.
She's no. She needed. She's
been,
she's
been
latching
around the ocean once or twice.
Yeah, she's like. But
peanut,
she's
dude, I love salt yeah. on peanut butter.
Yeah,
that's tough.
It's good.
Would I eat her?
Yeah.
Is this just like in the course of us being together, or do you mean like in a scenario?
You have. She washes up. She's hurt, made of peanut brittle, and then you take her onto your boat, care for her. She wakes up. Yeah. You're like, oh my god, are you okay? And she goes, How is the peanut? Am I okay? Am I still peanut
okay,
brittle?
What ocean am I in?
You are in the Atlantic Ocean.
Ugh, I might eat.
Indian Ocean.
Okay, Indian Ocean. Maybe.
Can I be off like southeast of China?
No, Alaska. You're both. This is Alaska.
No, I want to be off the southeast coast of Asia.
They don't have peanut brittle there.
Damn, could not.
Can I get a lady made of opium and smoker?
Which country doesn't have peanut brittle? I'd like to phone a friend.
Mongolia.
What if you're on Do You Want to Be a Millionaire? And they're like, for $1 million, if you met the love of your life and she was made of peanut brittle, would you eat her?
And there was a right answer. I would. It
You're
would
like,
all
de- no. It's love, and they're like, bro, peanut butter.
It would
de- great.
Yeah. It would depend on the host. If the host was a guy,
they go, this
I
is
would
nonsensical.
Say, yeah. If the host was a woman, I would say no.
They go. Well, they go. You're hallucinating. She's. It's not a person.
Yeah.
They. You go. I don't think I could. It's my wife.
How much peanut brittle? I can't eat too much.
I mean, if she really loves you, she lets
you.
Yeah, you
know what?
Yeah, but then it's
in
like
dire times.
No,
take a toe.
Then you give a mouse a cookie. He's gonna want. I want to nibble every day, and I don't want to like whittle her down.
Are you saying you wouldn't have any other food source?
No, you'd have food sources.
No, I don't need peanut brittle.
You don't need peanut brittle, but she's made of it, dude. That's candy.
It, honestly, it'd be a threat. That's what
I love. How I love how you find that enticing,
dude.
He goes, "Yo, peanut brittle, like what?" And you're like, you go, "Wait, why?
Why?" Yeah.
Literally everybody's favorite snack. You get it once.
All right, you got this, yeah.
You're
gonna
die. Fuck
him. Fuck my life. Oh! Oh!
All right, guys, we fucked up. My iPhone.
We?
Yes. We? That's what your French whore of a sister said when I asked if I could fuck her. And we're back. No, I'm kidding. That didn't happen. You don't have a French whore of a sister. She's a nice lady.
I don't have a sister, man.
Neither. Nice. We talked about this. Roberto and I had a conversation. You have a sister, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Roberto and I had a conversation about this. Since we don't have sisters, the only woman in the world we're actually not allowed to fuck is our mom and first cousins.
Well,
and aunts?
No, but I think specifically.
Well, yeah,
more
but
specifically,
you would never.
Grandma?
More specifically coded,
okay, but you get what I'm saying.
Not to have sex with.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Like the main. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay,
like,
yeah.
He cut fair, out the, eye, like a, the grandmas
but
and the aunts.
Do you think having a sister has affected the way that you approach women?
No, because my sister's like 10 years older than me.
You but you understand women
like
on a. But I think that you.
I just like all. Honestly, I don't have preference to be honest.
I was gonna dab you up.
You gonna dab for that? Yeah. I don't really care per se either way.
Not fair.
Yeah.
If you're cute, you're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You and know? That's what
if
I was
saying. If you're cute, you're legal.
Oh my god, dude! What if we didn't get? Yeah, I'm not even gonna
illegal.
Bring it up. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Good call.
No backtrack.
No
backtrack. Fucking nefarious boy summer.
There's no more beer.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was
oh,
thinking.
There's one more.
Here, you, oh, you only had one, bro. So
should I keep the guy on?
I
gave you the thing. I gave you the turtle killer and took the beer.
But,
we should go dump this in the river.
You guys.
Like, go find turtles and then throw it in front of their swim path.
Like, have to, no.
Devious.
Throw some, like, bread and stuff like that, have them munching, and just toss this in.
Six-pack turtle golf.
That
have
is.
Have you guys tried six-pack turtle golf?
Yeah, that's terrible, actually, yeah. I like it, though.
Nefarious. What's wrong with me? I like it.
I'm feeling.
Don't judge
nefarious.
Me.
Up to no good.
All right, guys, we're really just editing this in for a little bit of solidarity for the end. We're going to hang out and drink beer. The fact that we lost a little bit there, honestly, this is like when you think of an ex that you cared a little bit too much about in the middle of sex.
Ah.
And then you like, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
One time I was having sex and I imagined
and
I
then
was,
it comes back.
I imagined
but
I was
you
in
just
a
bust
desert.
Really fast the second you get hard again.
One time I was having sex.
Tight.
Tight.
And I imagined
never
I,
experienced that. Tight.
I imagined I was a cowboy, and I was a cowboy and I was wrangling a cow.
Okay.
And that kept me hard.
Good night, folks. We
nice.
Actually can't end
doing
there.
That in missionary yeah. though is crazy. That's like a dog in South
<He's> here, <yeah. laughs>
That's a DST, bro. A dog in South thought.
Yeah.
DST.
A DST. I yeah. thought you said DNC. That's Democratic National Convention. Fuck.
The DNC. Fuck.
Yeah, dude. What do you guys closing remarks? What do you guys think Trump's gonna do in his speech?
A couple of these.
Yeah.
For the audio listeners, Roberto just American Sign Language to the N-word.
Nice.
No. 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 I was pretending to unbuckle a belt in the air.
Well, that's what it is.
Air belt, yeah. That's tight.
Air belt.
Air butt.
And if it's an air belt, the thing is, it's a belt that is only constricting air, which means that there is a gas, and we're trying to invade places for gas, a la Palestine. Ooh. Inshallah, Allahu Akbar, Iran.
To the store. Where'd to you get go? Some more condoms.
Pakistan, Indiana, Vietnam.
And these are
Cambodia.
He's doing like a terrible Def Jam.
Laos. Def Jam poetry. Slam poetry.
Def Jam poetry. Yeah. Slam poetry, yeah. Back in the
day. Everyone's like,
When I louse my house, I had to Korea a new Korea. I didn't know whether to go north or south, but I China'd a Mongolia to Russia, my way to Kazakhstan.
No, stop. Let
another
him cook.
Man.
Yeah, let him cook, yeah. It's like super high fire. Like,
And when I Norway to England, I German that I was France, but I Spain
German
too.
German man is weird.
Yeah, yeah, straight up.
I just German. Fuck. Don't germ. Why would you do that?
Dude, ew. What, are you gay? You German?
You German man?
At the end of the at the
is
end
during
of the
a man is during a man going Seinfeld during sex? What kind of dick is this?
At the end of the day, the Los Angeles Colts. Be careful. I'm gonna find you, and we're gonna be friends. Because you don't know, like, friendship comes at various angles,
Roberto
and mine will
friends.
Be from above. I'm gonna.
This podcast is just gonna be me posting Roberto talking
to the camera every time. Yeah.
Just close shots of Roberto talking to Detroit
and Joe Johnson's.
You think
and Mike
that you
Tyson's?
Can bring the? I deleted an hour.
Are
ago,
there more so Mike good. Tysons?
There's gotta be.
Or is there only one Mike Tyson?
Dude, there's gotta be a white trash Mike Tyson in Louisiana.
You think his name is Michael Tyson? I mean, like a Mike Tyson.
I'm going on LinkedIn.
That's a good place to look, actually.
All
yeah.
of them have the tattoo.
That's a reputable place to look. You don't, yeah. You don't want to go on Backpage and look for a Mike Tyson.
It's just him. It says seller of knowledge.
Yeah. Link to his podcast.
All right. Yeah, man.
There's Mike Tyson.
We got director of new business development at Mills. We got a student.
Mills, dude, we're not talking about fucking Haymaker Mills.
Yo, chef at Hershey's Pizza.
Damn, dude, should we get his eye after this?
You get like a left hook with pepperoni.
Yeah,
should we get? Should we
student
get?
Student at Harvard.
Are you guys down for some type of late night eye?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Quick confirm. Back to Mike Tyson.
Yeah, man. There's a fuck ton of Mike Tyson's.
You know
I'm not kidding.
Fucked
I'm
up?
Fucking.
You know what's fucked up? I had a bit when I first started comedy, and I was doing voices, and
tight.
Yeah, dude, it was lit.
What kind of voices? Let's do them right now. I got voices.
I did Mike Tyson.
Doing a full character. We can all be different characters.
Ooh, in just a second. Let me explain this gay bit, and then we'll do an improv to end. I had this bit about Jamie Foxx is playing Mike Tyson in a movie. It hasn't come out yet. You remember hearing about this?
That sounds dope. That sounds
Jamie Foxx is supposed to play
Mike
Tyson.
He is playing Mike Tyson.
And
yeah,
I said, and
Tyson.
I said, dude, this is going to be so cool. And you know Jamie Foxx is one of those guys that gets deep into a character. And you know he's in there in
right.
the scenes
right.
getting ready. And he's like, yeah, motherfucker, you know, I'm Mike Tyson. I'm the baddest in the world. But he's saying that to the guy that's a stuntman that knows how to fight. So the whole time he's like, yeah, man, I'll fuck your bitch. I'll fuck you too. You love me. He's like, really? Just punches Jamie Foxx in the face.
Yeah.
Halfway through falling to the ground, he turns back into Ray Charles. Georgia! He just hits the ground and is blind. And they get up and he's like, where is the heroin? I can't remember all. But that was basically the bit. He gets hit so hard,
he becomes Ray
flashes
Charles again.
Into another role he did.
Yeah.
But
he just starts grabbing women's wrists.
Yeah, dude, I hit a Ray Charles joke on stage the other night. It was, you ever see a lady in the car next to you, and only men will get this? You ever see just her wrist, and you're like, I know that whole woman is hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
you see it, and you're like, oh, that's a full, and you
that's
pull
a hot
you're
wrist.
Like, you're like, that's a fully hot woman. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, that's a, like, just from seeing a small part of her, even yeah. if, like, a woman's,
she
like.
She gets out of the car and she's a nugget.
Yeah. She was a driving what? On it. She was nugget. Driving
I'm not
on
fucking repeating that. The hell did you just say?
She was driving on a booster seat.
Yeah. You don't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah, what the
Roberto
you has a sick mind. Don't be his friend. Don't be.
The midget is Asian.
No, he thought that a nugget wasn't a woman with no arms or legs.
I didn't have any idea.
I really thought it was a midget.
Nah.
I get
I
it.
I mean,
now.
Technically, if you have no arms or legs, yeah.
You see her wrist on the steering wheel and it's a mannequin arm?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a strong wrist. It's very steel.
Looks dynamic.
Yeah. Who needs a cock when you have a prosthetic nugget woman's arm?
You gotta have the nugget in the fucking field, man.
Dude, I don't even have to come out as gay. I can just get fucked by a nugget woman's arm.
I mean, true.
Clip
right?
it.
True.
All right. Improv.
What, you want to do an improv? I don't know. I was just saying we could all do characters. You got a character bit? All right. How about this? I own a pizzeria. You guys are roommates that are fighting over what you want to get as the topping on your pizza. You're coming into my pizzeria, and it's my business. All right?
Okay.
So you push the door open.
And then you're going to tell us there's no pizza.
No, we'll figure it out.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Just push the door open. Put me in.
All right,
hey, fellas, welcome to Nando's Pizza. I see the both of you are hungry. Guess what? It's all hot. What can I do for you boys?
It sounds like an NPC,
one.
Bro.
That's great. That's great. Hey. Hey.
I see you and I are alike. You and I are cut from the same cloth, bro.
Hey, I got one question. And we're two wops here talking.
Excuse me?
Hey, I'm a wop.
Get out of my restaurant.
I'm a wop too, you guinea fuck.
All right. Hey. Bring it down. I see your friend here is unfamiliar with the business that you and I, the level of conversation we're used to. Am I right? hey, what's up? I know exactly the symbols you're throwing up. This is conversation we're having separately, my friend.
This is a conversation separately. Okay.
Don't sidebar me, all right? I'm trying to sell you pizza.
You better sidebar me. The owner.
You better sidebar me. All I'm saying is, why you a wop with a goddamn pizzeria called Nando's? What are you, married to some goddamn yellow bitch?
Nando's was actually
also,
the name.
I would actually like to do a little bit of a different
don't cut
character.
Me off. Don't
I would
cut
like
me.
To do a
he's
doing
like
14 characters. I accidentally did a wop.
He's Mystique from X-Men.
I accidentally did a wop. Can we do a little bit of a reshoot from the walk-in from the door? I don't want to do your whole character right. So that we have a little bit more of a
push
dynamic.
The door. Yeah, open the door.
Bang.
Hey, fellas, welcome to Nando's. I see you two are hungry. Hey, what can I do for you, fellas?
What you got, pizza here?
Yeah, we've got pizza, breadsticks. I can do a little pasta in the back.
It'll
take
old pie
about.
With a little bit of cheese on it. What are you feeling?
I don't know.
You in the mood for the pie?
I feel like my friend needs chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders.
Hey boys, I can fry up some tenders. I gotta turn the oil on. It might take me 20.
Why do you think I'm the type of lad that would walk into a pizza place and order chicken tenders?
Maybe chicken tenders aren't.
We've been living together for 3 years. You know I hate chickens.
I don't know.
What's your problem, man?
How about this?
Okay. We can spin the wheel. It's a new ad campaign I got going on. I'll bring the wheel out. It'll spin something. Whatever you get, 30%.
What are we gonna get? 30. Whatever I get 30% off, the wheel has options?
The wheel is covered in options. Some of them are sides, of course. You can spin again for $5, but the first spin on the house, you got entrees, sides, anything you need.
Let me try the first spin.
All right, spin the wheel. Oh!
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders, all right.
Told you.
Chicken tenders. Oh, there's a...
Well, do you want chicken tenders?
I don't want chicken tenders.
What the...
This year.
Who are we going to get chicken tenders for?
All right. Hey.
Do you want chicken tenders?
This wheel is not meant to cite anger in my patrons.
Well, this is no wheel of fortune. This is a wheel of fucking lies.
I'll let spin the wheel again. How about this? Here we go.
$5 for that.
Why is this... My wife. Who's shopping this in here?
Yeah.
Sandra!
Did you put your name on the wheel?
I'm David Blank.
You're not happy. What does it mean you're not happy? This thing business is going successful.
Sandra! You got a comfy bed back then?
I got like, I'm like Chris Angel.
You are like Chris Angel. Yeah. I've been saying that ever
since I set the wheel up. It wasn't even on the wheel original, and then I put it on the wheel.
I hope you knew this when we walked in here. We've been casing the droid for months. We've known that your lady is a hot piece of ass. When we saw you put out the spin the wheel, we knew that you weren't going to think about it last night after you locked up. When you go out to play poker with the boys, you go sit out in that goddamn Mercedes Sprinter van playing poker with a bunch of fucking heathens. Dominicans. Hanging out with Dominicans. You're dirty. You know your cousin would kill you if he caught you hanging out with those Latin kings.
You think you're so smart. You think you're two steps ahead.
We're 14, buddy.
I'm four
up
steps
up the fucking rock.
Four yeah. steps ahead
yeah,
versus
Blake,
two steps.
Blake Rose, versus I know 10. Your name. I know where you're from. I know you've been casing me and you want to fuck my wife. And guess what? I don't have a wife. That's my sister.
Even
yeah,
better, actually.
This whole time, I pegged you for a loser, and you are one. You're on TV, boy. What do you got to say to all the folks at home that know you're a
Well, then what about all the pictures of her fucking you in the ass?
So about that.
I mean, I understand she's your sister. Do you guys have like a loving, consensual? I understand if she's just fucking you and if you're not dropping loads on her, then you're not going to have a little wee retarded baby. But what's the situation here? How did you guys find yourself in this pattern? What happened with your mother and your father?
He went Jordan Peterson on you.
You've got Jordan Peterson on you. Penison.
Jordan Peters.
My name is Jordan Peterson. I want to find out Peters. Everything that happened with your penis, son.
I'll make it all go away. As long as...
I don't want it to go away. I want to understand.
I'll give you another spin on the wheel.
I can't just keep spinning on the wheel.
I want 30% off your goddamn whore sister.
I'll give you 100% off of whatever's on the wheel as long as you take your food and go.
I want your sister.
You can't have her. She's a nugget.
Bobby. Grab the bat.
I just want a milkshake, bro. That's all.
the ice cream machine is broken.
Sandra's in the back. My milkshake.
Well, that was an excellent scene that we just painted for everyone.
Yeah.
You feel good about that?
You know what I'd feel really good about?
Oh, he's here.
Sticking your goddamn foot up Sandra's pussy. Because after the things that you've put my
are you grabbing it by the roses. Are you grabbing it by the ankle? Like, how are you making
I'm
that?
I'm grabbing him by the ankle. I'm sticking his head
hey,
into
hey, get
a,
your hand off my ankle.
I'm sticking your head into a goddamn vice grip, and I'm sticking up your whore sister's cunt.
You're is saying it? This laying on the floor. It doesn't feel very threatening. You're laying on the floor grabbing my ankle.
Well, you have a very nice sunroof, and I wanted to lay in it for a bit and catch a wee bit of the rays.
I forgot this was a pizza shop slash car.
No, this is a beautiful pizza shop up in the mountains of Norway.
Slash car. Don't forget, I'm in my car.
I don't understand how this house is a car.
It's on
get
wheels.
Arguing over
it's
the
a
improv.
Mobile car. Yeah. It's a mobile.
Bring the whole scene
pizza
over.
Yeah, 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 fucking argue my improv, bro. Yeah.
Well, this is a very spacious van. It is crazy that they let you take up two lanes. I don't understand how you're going to get it down this single lane mountain. I don't understand. How'd you get this thing down to Mount Kilimanjaro?
I actually found it up here. I like to believe that it was one of God's first miracles.
I'm just enjoying all of this.
me struggling against Matt, yeah. Fighting my improv. Yeah.
Well,
it's a great watch.
Well, Bobby.
10 out of 10.
Bobby, if we're here and we're not going to fuck this dumb cunt sister, what kind of pizza would you like to get?
Damn. I just want one pizza with chicken tenders on it.
Oh, I don't mind.
Maybe some
turkey. Hey, I don't mind sliced up chicken tenders on pizza. I just want to eat chicken tenders whole like some kind of goddamn child.
Yeah, that's what I was saying the whole time.
Oh, so like
he
a
said,
little buffalo
said,
chicken action.
He said he wanted, you had to pick a pizza topping.
So, above, oh.
Yeah.
I thought you told me to eat chicken tenders.
No, and then you were.
Like a child.
No.
I thought you were telling me that I was a goddamn fool. I thought you were telling me that I was a retard. I thought you told me that I couldn't handle anything like a pizza with the chicken tenders chopped up on it.
Hey, number one rule, you see the sign, no mean boys. Get out of my restaurant.
No mean boys.
Hey, fuck you and what your about, sister.
What about nefarious ones?
Oh, I didn't know
it's
you
were like that.
It's
nefarious boy Summer.
I didn't know that you were sneaky like that.
Yeah. You know, we snuck into your shop last night and wrote your whore sister's name on the wheel.
Yeah, how do you think we did that in FBs?
Well, I have the death note here, and I wrote your name in.
The death note.
You've got 1 minute.
The death note. So, what are you gonna? You're gonna. What are you, if you blow up the
I'm
store? The. What are we doing here? Can we just get a goddamn? Can we just get a goddamn buffalo chicken pizza and leave?
Oh yeah, here's
buffalo
the pizza.
Chicken tender pizza.
How the fuck did it come out that fast?
Because I have all of my pizzas ready at all.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where's this? This is Nando's up in Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes, right. Just right at the no parking sign.
I think, who'd you go into business with this with? Gandhi.
I went into business with Elon Musk and Mark Rober.
Ooh. Oh, Mark Rober. My neighbor's Mark Rober.
Is that true?
Yeah.
My God, tell him I said hi. And where's my money?
Mark, we know you're listening.
He always looks both ways before he walks out of the apartment.
I think we could be friends, honestly. Mark and I could
and
get along.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Buddy.
We're
cut buddy.
From the same
buddy.
Cloth. You and I are cut from
cut
the
from
same
the
cloth.
Same
look,
cloth.
I think we could be friends.
I think so, too. Bring it in.
Bring it in, everybody. Ooh, get off of me.
No, I can't die like this.
Sandra!
Quick, spin the wheel. One of the options is a run. I can revive myself.
You have an extra life.
One of the options is a first aid kit. We got to save this man, but we need to save
chicken tenders.
Save money.
No!
Saw the chicken tender in the goddamn knife hole. Oh, God. Oh, God, we're losing.
That won't work.
We're losing Giuseppe Nando.
Quick.
Giuseppe Nando? Oh,
quick,
that's
tell my wife, get back.
Tell my wife get back to work is a great.
All right, thank
like
you
Bob
guys
Burger
a lot for
killed.
Listening to the slow roll. This has been fucking awesome. We love you, cunts.
Good night,
you guys. Follow Roberto on Instagram.
That's
and
right.
Whatever, Roberto wherever you find him. Follow Bobby
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
These guys are really cool.
Follow
they're
me.
In the city. They're funny dudes. They're fun.
Follow Matt also.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, I'm gonna be getting brunch with my girlfriend. So you could find me there.
I'm probably going to be giving a hand job in the alleyway to a homeless woman because I support trans people.
I'm probably going to dress up as a homeless woman and find myself in the alleyway. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch us next time. Have a good one.